With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's President Trump's first full day in office for his second term. Among the items on his agenda today, a prayer service later this morning at Washington National Cathedral. After two assassination attempts, Mr. Trump says, in his words, "I was saved by God to make America great again." America has a new Secretary of State.
The nomination of the great Senator Marco Rubio from the state of Florida is confirmed.
And with that unanimous Senate vote, Marco Rubio is now America's top diplomat. Hitting the ground running, President Trump quickly signed a pile of executive orders, among them pardons for roughly 1,500 people, Mr. Trump calls them hostages, charged and jailed in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. And he acted with lightning speed on the immigration crisis.
With aggressive speed on his first day back in office, President Trump signed executive orders for increasing border security, designating drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, and limiting birthright citizenship.
We're the only country in the world that does this with birthright, as you know, and it's just absolutely ridiculous.
In his inaugural address, the president said his administration will begin returning millions of criminal aliens back to the places in which they came. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Moments before leaving office, President Biden pardoned his brother and other members of his family amid allegations of influence peddling that earned them millions. President Trump says it sets a bad precedent. Also at SRNNews.com, wildfire devastated Southern California, dealing with a return of gusty Santa Ana winds, enhancing the fire risk. 70-mile-per-hour plus wind speeds recorded in some places. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been trading higher. The Dow is up about 215 points, while the S&P trading 21 points higher. This is SRN News. Utah goes after TikTok.
The giant social media platform is in the news these days because it is facing a ban in this country over its possible control by China's Communist Party. But Utah is fighting TikTok because of child sex trafficking. The state has filed suit against the company's executives, accusing them of knowingly profiting from the exploitation of kids on the platform. Utah has already banned TikTok from use on any state-owned internet-capable device. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The UN announcing new actions aimed at countering a surge in anti-Semitism, including encouraging governments to enforce laws against hate crimes and discrimination. The UN, created in the wake of World War II, the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed, has worked to counter anti-Semitism, but the 193-nation world body has itself been accused of being anti-Semitic, including by President Trump's nominee for UN ambassador, New York Representative Elise Stefanik. This is SRN News. A teen stands accused of vandalizing Wisconsin Congressman's district office over the TikTok ban.
Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman had voted last April, along with a bipartisan group of lawmakers, for a bill that mandated TikTok's China-based parent company sell its U.S. operation by Sunday. Fond du Lac police say the fire was reported at 1 a.m. Sunday when the building was unoccupied. It was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. The man is being charged with arson. I'm Julie Walker.
Already in the grip of biting cold, southeast Louisiana is bracing for a rare winter storm. New Orleans included in a winter storm warning that's been posted for the region. With the snow and sleet in the forecast, in fact, snow could fall at a rate of an inch per hour in some areas. Once the snow stops, temperatures expected to plunge into the single digits. More details, SRNNews.com.